Alcoholics Anonymous from the Lower Mountain Highlands area. Bennett.
Thank you. My name is Stefan. I'm an addict. And can we have a moment of silence? Kind of like regroup so I might be able to get out the way and the power greater than myself that in my understanding can come in so that I might be able to get like connected once again this morning. So may I have that moment now, please? Thank you. First off, I'd like to thank the Lower Mountains Highlands area retreat committee, especially the programming committee that gave me this opportunity to be a service to come and share this morning. You know, any time that somebody or the committee or fellowship or any area asked if I could share or come and be a service, you know, it's a great opportunity for me. So I'd like to thank them straight off the top. I'd like to thank my God, the God of my understanding this morning, for giving me the breath of life and carry me to this point to be able to be of service this morning. It's been a long journey to get to this point in my life today, and I thought I was going to be up last, right? Because then it gives me an opportunity that I don't have to be like conscious of the time, right? but it's okay, it's okay. When I found out, man, first of all, let me go back maybe about a month ago. Drew approached me and asked me if I'd be willing to share at the retreat. And I said, yeah. And then he gave me the topic of Just for Today. And if you're a member of this fellowship and you had the opportunity to share, if somebody gives you the topic ahead of time, I have the ability, or maybe some people have the ability, you know, how am I going to tie this stuff in together? You know, how am I going to come with some profound message to share with this particular group, you know, because we are being recorded, and you want to be able to sound good, because, you know, that's what I want to do. I want to sound good, you know. Don't nobody want to sound bad. I don't know if you hear anybody say, yo, I want to sound bad, you know. So I came up with my thinking, and I remind you that I'm an addict. I suffer from a disease that, you know, is physical, mental, and spiritual. So, you know, my thinking ain't always right. And my first thought was, man, I could share from the Just for Today meditation, you know. So a month ago, I started looking at what the Just for Today meditations were saying so I can, you know, be able to share something profound and startling and inspirational and inspiring for that day, right? Then I thought, the Just for Today reading, right? Because there's many a days of Just for Today reading save my butt. You help me stay clean. You help me get through the day. You know, like I said, I suffer from the disease of addiction. It's physical, mental, and spiritual in nature. And at times, I get caught up in that triangle of self-obsession where I want to be somewhere else, and I keep thinking about where I've been, and I find it very difficult and hard to be where I'm at today. You know, and I Just for Today, when I read it, helps me get acceptance on where I'm at in my life and be okay. And it kind of like contains all the feelings and the situations that life on life's terms of my life have taken me. And, you know, my thought takes me to where I want to be, but the Just for Today kind of contains it and shrinks it down so that I can manage what's going on in my life today. You know, I don't know if you can understand that, but I have difficulty with managing my life, you know. And this program is so simple that it helps me just do what I need to do for today, which is most important. It's most important. Then I started thinking, nah, that's not going to be good enough, right? I got to come with something better than that. So I've been evaluating the situations going on in my life as of recently, and see how that was going to tie in and how that was going to fit. But what I've understanding and what I've known and what I experienced about this program is that it's a God-given program. And when I get connected with the God of my understanding and I come here in front of the podium to be of service, that whatever it is that I say is going to be good enough. Just for today. It's going to be good enough. And I want to assure you that today, just the journey of getting here was enough. Was enough. You know, this morning, I got up late. I've been going through some things in my home, man. I've been fortunate and able to take care of, I can't say take care of yet. I have custody of both of my children. My youngest son is running around here. He's 9 years old. And my oldest son is 18 years old and just started college. And they both live with me. And I'm a single father, right? This just for today, man, is a miracle. It's something that I've always dreamed about being able to do. And the reality of it being a part of my life today, man, is sometimes overwhelming. It really truly is a miracle. Because I'm that addict, man, that when I use, I lost everything. I lost everything. Relationships, homes, cars, jobs, children. And to have them actively a part of my life today, man, is really a testament or a sign of how this program really does work. It really does work. And it took time for me to get to that point to be able to share that today and it being a reality today. You know, I wanted to have both of them here today to have the physical evidence so that you can see. But part of the first step is one of the spiritual principles in the first step is honesty. You know, it's not just being honest with you, but being honest with myself. But it makes it easier for me to buy into it if I can see it. You know, and it adds to the effect. Because I told you, you know, I wanted to be that, you know, profound, you know, spiritual speakers and stuff. And, you know, but it's okay. It's okay. Now, I got acceptance with that today. And, you know, so my life has been going through some transition where having both of them in my house, my household, and being a hands-on dad, you know. They're both from two different relationships, and they've both been raised separately. There's a big age gap between the two. One's 18, the other one's 9. And I'm used to dealing with them as individuals or individual basis, but now today, you know, I have to deal with them collectively as a family. And then not only just deal with them, man, I'm dealing with their mothers, too. Thank you very much. I guess somebody can identify, right? So, this program has helped me to have some principles and act, you know, off of some principles, whereas that, you know, I can, and I ain't saying that these relationships are always groovy and smooth. Okay, groovy and smooth. Where did I get that one from? Groovy and smooth. That, you know, they cause some pain, they cause some emotions, man. Yeah, I know, groovy and smooth. It's still early. And the principle, you know, and the traditions and the principles and the steps, but more more so the traditions help me, like, to connect with them, and it helped me keep a peace of mind when I'm dealing with them, when I'm communicating with them, and it helps me kind of like stay focused and centered, man, and being able to function, you know, because these relationships, especially ones from the past, bring up a lot of feelings, man, you know, a lot of thoughts about myself, and it spills over to the relationship that I have today with my significant other, man, who's willing to deal with the whole package. Me and my character defects and imperfections and my addiction, and these two children, well, one adult, one child, and then their mothers, and then their mothers' mothers. I found out in looking at the patterns of my life, in my relationships, and most women that I get involved with, they have a strong connection to their mother-in-law, to their mothers. So that means I don't only have to deal with them, I deal with their mother-in-laws as well, my mother-in-laws as well, or however that comes about. So it's not like this, like, you laughing. But it's truthful, man. And, but for the most part, man, my life is better. My life is getting better today. This morning, on the way here, I'm still thinking, what is it I'm going to share? Where's the message? Where's the hit? Where's the money? What is it that you're going to drop that's going to make everybody say, wow, you know, come up, shake your hand, you know, get your phone number, maybe even ask for sponsorship, stuff like that, you know. And truthfully, like I stated before earlier, it's not even really about that, man. But when I got up this morning, I prayed. I read my Just for the Day meditation, man. And then I started, like, meditating. And the only thing that was reoccurring in my mind and the thought process was, like, it's okay being Stephen. Just be Stephen. Just be Stephen. And in the past, it is very difficult to just be Stephen. To be able to get up and share Stephen. So my attempt and my message today is to, like, it's okay to be me. And my imperfections and the simplicity of how I attempt to live my life just for the day. That it's okay just to be me. And that's what this program has offered me and afforded me the opportunity to do through the step work and through service, through getting connected to a home group, which is based on Attraction, meets on Sunday nights at 6 o'clock. Altoona, PA. Throughout life, I used because I wasn't okay with Stephen. I took on roles and I put on masks so that I didn't have to be me. You know, that I could present a different perspective of me to people. You know, and that led me down a road, man, which was hard to get back to. You know. Maybe if you traveled up here, you see some of those detour signs and stuff. You're like, when I used drugs, I took a big detour from where my life was headed. And it's been a journey to just get back on the road. Just to get back on the road on this path, on this journey. And when I looked at the journey... Like I stated earlier, I suffer from this disease of addiction, and the triangle of self-obsession keeps me trapped, man, where I'm, like, either thinking about where I've been and experiencing stuff in the past and living in the past and rehashing things from the past or, like, projecting to the future, which produces a lot of fear for me, you know, how things are going to turn out. you know, what, which one of these relationships are going to really, like, work, you know? How do I raise my kids, you know? And let alone if there's some catastrophe that happens where, like, I really got to step up, man up, and, like, draw on some stuff, you know, to, like, make it through. And, excuse me. That projection and that fear, man, prevents me from being okay with today. You know, who I am. Just for today, my life is chaotic, but manageable when I utilize the tools of this program. The program has afforded me some tools that I, if I choose to use them, that I can live life just for today without using drugs. That I can be myself just for today. You know, that I can show up, even if I show up late, just for today. Right? And some of those tools, if there's anyone newer than myself, a service, a sponsor, a home group, some phone numbers, a support group, man. People that, you know, they get to know me and they know when I'm a little off. They know when I'm not being Stephen. You know, they know when I'm trying to be somebody else. Because any given day, I try to be somebody else. I want to be somebody else. The steps, traditions, you know, these are some of the tools that help me be okay with Stephen today. And it's an ongoing process. The journey continues. Man, I like the way I just weave that one in there, right? The journey continues. It really does. It doesn't stop until I say it stops. So I choose to go no longer, you know. And along the way in this journey, man, there's some things that happen in my life, that happen in life, that show up, that give you that spiritual deposit, man, to continue to go on just for the day, even in the midst of the chaos and the turmoil, that it's okay to be in that position, right? And I was sharing a little bit about how I got here this morning, and I want to resume back to that fact, man, because, you know, I got out the house late, you know, my oldest son went to sleep in, my youngest son, he haphazardly wanted to come, you know, he wanted to stay with his big brother and just play PlayStation 3, you know, and it's like, no, you ain't got that opportunity to do that, didn't want to eat breakfast. You know, so I want to stop at McDonald's, and now you're infringing on my time, dude. Come on, we got to get on the road and do what it is that we need to do, you know. And at the same time, like I said, you know, my mind is running because I'm meditating on the message that I want to share. Meanwhile, I'm in the process of the message, right? So, and it's happening, it's unfolding, right? And it, I'm going through these feelings of anxiety because, look, I'm going to be late. I'm going to miss it, man. Just the story of my life. You know, the story of my life, man. You know, don't nothing happen the way I want it to happen. The, you know, things ain't unfolding. I got to go through this. I got to, you know, make you do this. And then the time frame ain't working. You know, it's just not smooth. It's not groovy. It's not groovy, right? So, I get on the road, man, and I start heading here, and my son is asking 1,001 questions in the back, man, and I can't really focus on what it is that I want to talk about, you know, my options. We're talking about just for today. And, you know, I thank the predecessors of this program. They kept the doors open so an addict like me could come here and learn how to live a new way of life because I didn't know how to live life prior to this program, and even in the beginning of the program, you know, because, you know, my answer, my solution was always to get high, you know, so, when I get that opportunity, I thank the predecessors, man, because they give me a visible, viable, something that's tangible that I can see that the program works, right? So, there's some predecessors that stand out more than others because I had those intimate relationships with them. They invested in me when I didn't know how to invest in myself, right? So, I'm thinking about some of the lessons that I learned from them on the way here and which one's going to be good enough to share for me, right? And there I go once again, you know, I want to be something else other than Stephen, you know. And when I get here, you know, I pulled up to the front of the campsite and I seen the detour signs. Oh, man, this don't throw me off again. I ain't going to be there on time, you know. You going to get upset. You know, and things just ain't going to work out right. But, you know, it's been my experience time and time and time again is that God always shows up on time. You know, things always have the way of working out, even if I can't see it. Right? So, I follow the detour signs because I learned through this process how to follow directions, right? That wasn't always the case. That wasn't always the case, and then I wind up being lost someplace else, right? So, I followed the signs, and I had some help from Drew. Drew called the nice, calm voice, the voice of reason, not knowing that God was working through him, because I was going through the fits and anxiety and all this stuff while I'm driving there, and he, me and Drew have a relationship. He sometimes takes the brunt of my, you know, my aggression. You know, I'm sometimes very verbally abusive to Drew, and I wanted to tell you that I love you, man, and thank you for calling, because, you know, he was like, well, don't worry about the stuff, just get on here on time, don't break no speed laws, you know, when you get here, you get here, this is where you need to show up to, and I followed his direction, and I got here, and when I got here, I seen this gentleman, and he wasn't sitting in his chair at that particular time, but his chair has a picture of a smiley face on it with a wink, and I knew I was in the right place. I knew I was in the right place. One of the predecessors of this program was my mother, who's no longer with us today. But when she died, she had 12 years clean. And that was one of the most emotional, trying experiences that I had to go through in recovery. It was, in fact, when I first started doing step work, it was one of my reservations. If my mom died, I don't know if I'm going to be able to stay clean. Right? She died unexpectedly, you know, and after the funeral services and then and the ceremonies and the people visiting and stuff and the reality of her not being here in my life started to settle in, man. And I want to share a little bit of the significance of the smiley face. Because you don't know. I'm going to share that and then share the time. Right? Many people used to refer to my mother as Smiley Face, right? She, even with all her physical ailments and handicaps, man, she'd show up to meetings, would help other members of this program, man. And even with the physical pain, the emotional pain, the stress, and dealing with life on life's terms, man, she always had a smile on her face. Always had a smile on her face, man. Right? And this name kind of stuck. And, you know, she had, towards the end, had a lot of frequent trips to the hospital. And, you know, I'd visit my mom many a times, and she didn't really like flowers anymore. She preferred balloons, you know, smiley face balloons. You know, that's what I would bring her, because they had a tendency to last, right? So, like, after she had moved on, passed on and stuff, you know, I was asked to share, do some service again. And I wasn't really... I was overwhelmed with a lot of emotion. And how I deal with it or dealt with it is by cleaning. I clean, man. I'm a cleaning fool. You know, I clean the house. You know, I listen to me, some of my gospel music, man. I do my thing in it, and I try to get connected to the God of understanding. So, like, I'm going through this cleaning stuff, and I ran out of cleaning supplies, man. And I decide I'm going to the store. I'm going to go to the store. I'm taking her dog with me. You know, at the time, she had a little pit bull terrier that, you know, was the focus of my mom's affection, you know, because you know, a lot of the older kids that moved out, you know, she had spent a lot of time alone and stuff. So they suggested she get this dog. She got the dog, and now we got the dog. The house is empty. Cleaning the house, and I run out of cleaning supplies, so I'm going to the store to get some cleaning supplies, and then I get this great idea that, you know, maybe I should just go visit the gravesite, you know, to kind of like get some spirituality, get some focus, get connected with a power greater than myself, man, because there's strength in the power, man. And at that time, you know, my strength was on E. And many of the predecessors that I've heard time and time again used to share about, you know, getting some power and getting connected to a spirit. And she, her spirit was still alive. I didn't know how alive her spirit was. I go to the store, I get the stuff, I get some balloons, right, so I'm going to take to the gravesite. And I get a smiley face balloon, a balloon that says, I love you, and I'm going to take these to the gravesite. I go to put them in the car, right, with the stuff that I purchased, and the dog is in the car, so I don't really want to put the balloons back there, because she's high-strung, and she bugging out in the back to slipping, and she's been known to break stuff, so I said, I'm going to put them in the trunk. So I got these bags, and I got these balloons, and I'm going to put them in the trunk, and as I go to put the bags and the balloons in the trunk, one balloon gets away from me, and I'm trying to hold what I got left, and the smiley face balloon is like going up in the air, and I'm trying to reach for it, and I keep missing it, and eventually it was out of my grasp, and it just went up into the sky, and I'm standing there, and I started to cry, mostly just broke down. But the balloon just kept rising and rising and rising and rising and rising. And it kept smiling at me. And I mean, it didn't turn. It didn't sway. And then none of that stuff. It just rose into the sky. And I just cried. And when I had the opportunity to, like, you know what? You know, this is ridiculous. And you ain't no grown man supposed to be crying in the parking lot of Save-A-Lot, right? Because the balloon is going. Right, this balloon is going. I turned around, and there was another balloon that was staring in my face and said, I love you. I love you. And then from then on, I knew that there was a power greater than myself that was keeping me and guiding me through this process, through this journey called recovery. Right? And when I get to pivotal times in this journey in my process, man, these smiley faces have a tendency to show up. So I know just for today, I'm in the right place. With all the obstacles and things that I've gone through in this journey, my own personal journey, that when I get here, I'm connected. You know, I'm connected. And only through this program that it has put me in a position to be, through all the detours, through all the signs, through all the other situations that happen in the process, man, that just for today, it's okay to be Stephen. I'm in the right place. I got acceptance with that. And no matter what, I don't have to use. I have to use drugs. You know. I apologize if I took up more time than what that was allotted to me, and I want to think the next speaker that's going to come up prior to that. And I want to thank you guys for listening. You know, and I want to thank you for showing up, because if I'm in the right place, you must be in the right place too. Alright? My name is Stephen. I'm an addict. Thanks for letting me share.
I would like to introduce our second speaker, Chuck C. from Clean and Serene Group of NA from the Lower Mountain Highlands area, Narcotics Anonymous.
My name is Chuck, and I'm an addict. How you doing, everybody? Good morning. What a day. Well, it was cold today, man. Woke up and it's cold today, and I don't know. I'm usually real structured, and I came this weekend with a wing it kind of plan. I don't usually do that, so that's like me getting out of my comfort zone. So I'm gonna try to do that right now, and let God lead the way into a different comfort zone, hopefully. Stefan just shared about things that, like indications or indicators that he knows he's in the right place. You know, I've been thinking about that since the moment I got here this weekend. I walk up to, some addicts that I know in recovery, and on this table sits, I guess, these little cards that everybody got in their registration. And I asked this addict, whose cards are these? And they're all Just for Today cards, six of them. And I'm speaking on that topic today, and I'm like, that's God working in my life for me, I'm in the right place. Because, I've been struggling lately, too, just with little things in life, and those little things compound and, build, and they knock me off my square. Even when I am going to meetings, calling my sponsor, working my steps, practicing spiritual principles consciously, things get off. And I need to get them back on track, but it's not me that's going to be able to do that. It's going to be we that's going to be able to do that. And Just for Today allows me to do that. When I came into the rooms of NA this time around, I didn't understand what, I understood the steps this time around. But the one thing that I didn't really get was Just for Today. When I was able to sit in a meeting and actually hear what Just for Today was really talking about, I think I had that initial spiritual awakening. The thought that I had in my head was, you mean I don't have to get high today? And to me, just that simple thought might not have been profound for anybody else, but it was so profound for me, just to be able to realize that I didn't have to do any of that, that it now became not a necessity to use drugs. It became a choice that I could exercise. I finally got some kind of personal power from the God of my understanding to be able to put the crack pipe down with two hands and then just slowly back away from it and eventually walk away from it. It was a complete miracle for me. So that was the evidence of Just for Today working in my life right off the bat. I try to make every day good, and it's not always going to happen. I know that's pretty unrealistic, but I always have, from the moment I get up, thoughts of my recovery, today. Because without recovery, I would not have a life. I would not have good friends. I would not have my children in my life either. I would not have, any kind of peace of mind. Because when I was out there getting it in, I didn't know myself either. I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. I just knew that I wanted to get the next one. Because the next one was the most important one. That all flipped around, when I came into these rooms and I came, and surrendered and said, help me, because all my attempts had failed. I had run out of options and offers, and, reality was just too much to bear with for me, so I had to escape. I had to escape into some kind of alternate reality, virtual reality or something, to get away from it all. But today, I don't have to do that at all. I can squarely face things, that happened in my life, physical ailments, I get spiritually voided sometimes, where I don't even really believe in what I'm doing some days. And I've got a little bit over 5 years clean now, and I still run across these periods of time where just things are things are stagnant. And just things just aren't even really moving. But it's in those times I was told by my sponsor and, like, other members of the fellowship, like, stick around. Hang on to your butt. Grab your seat. Like, you know, and just hang out. And have some patience. And, you know, and things will flip. You know, I was talking with an addict this morning. Like, I'm still in sleep mode, like, with blankets on. And talking to this guy that I see, like, probably once, twice a year, if I'm lucky. And, you know, he's on his road to recovery, too. But, like, talking to this guy is like talking to a younger version of my sponsor, I feel like, sometimes, because they share the same physical birthday. Not the same clean date, but and they're very similar. Like, I could see, like, a young sponsor. And, like, talking to this guy really puts me at ease and helps me to, you know, just be me. Just be me, and, like, you know, I can talk about anything I want and switch subjects and be, you know, crazy, whatever, you know. Just talk to somebody else. When I got here, too, I just wanted to, you know who I was, at least try to find out. Because I just felt, like, so broken as a person. Like, my personality was, you know, they talk about in the basic text, that fractured personality, you know. That's where I was. And that's where I can go sometime, you know, even today. If I don't work this program to the best of my ability, if I don't use spiritual principles to counteract all the negative, speaker previously was talking about the triangle of self-obsession. So many times on a daily basis, I would just, it would be so easy to turn bad into good just by using that simple diagram. You know, turning fear into faith and just stepping out and doing some things, you know, that I didn't want to do through, you know, using some willingness. It's a real blessing to be clean today. Because, like, in that whole thought process, I would complicate everything at a moment's notice. So, just for today, not only in a meditational book, but in, you know, in the reading, super profound for me, and just being able to slow down, simplify, think things through, and then move forward, you know, say, you know, with a good action, the next right action. Like, some other things about just for today, like, and this is real important for me, and I share this in meetings a lot, as much as I possibly can, is that, you know what, when I'm out there getting it in, you know, the only person that believed in me was a dope man, you know, because he believed I was coming back in an hour, you know, with his money. When I came here today, when I came into the fellowship, somebody believed in me, and I didn't have to lie, and I didn't feel like they were lying to me for once, you know, like the dope man would say, oh, I believe in you, Chuck, you know what I mean, you'll be back. But, like, somebody really gave a care about me. I had never really felt that out there. I don't know about you guys, but it was fleeting, if it even happened at all. Cause none of my friends called me when I got clean, you know. People called me in here. Nobody wanted me around, and, like, no. Like, they said, you know, well, you haven't, and I knew that, I thought this, like, well, I couldn't get this those other previous times. How am I going to get this now? Well, we believe in you anyway. And that's what they told me. And not only did they tell me that, but then they proceeded to show me that by giving me hugs, by calling me on the phone, by saying, do you need a ride to this meeting? We know how stubborn you are and how much you want to walk to this meeting that's 3 miles from your house, but we would like to give you a ride today, you know. It was tough to accept, you know, because I had that eye of the tiger when I came into rooms, you know what I mean? I wanted to come back from all, against all odds and, like, triumph, you know, because that's what heroes do, you know. That's what heroes do, and I wanted to be the hero, you know. But it wasn't about being the hero anymore. It's not about that to me anymore. It's about showing up and being able to help somebody else to the best of my ability. That's what Just for Today gives me also. And even in some small way, it might not even be my best effort, you know, but it's something. It's planting the seed in an H&I meeting. It's, you know, it's going to somebody else's home group and showing up, and they don't know you're showing up, and you show up to support them anyway and give them a hug and maybe even a piece of cake, you know. You know, I love sharing in other people's lives today. People don't realize that, but, like, for me, I want to be a part of your life today. Because, you know what, for a long time, I wasn't a part of anything. So, that was, it's important for me to you know, not only just to show up, but to be a part of. I love other human beings, like, you know, but sometimes they can't stand me, and that's okay. You know, I let them be where they're at today, because I go through the same things. Like, when I got here last night, I'm coming up the hill, and I'm slapping five to people, and somebody pulled their hand back from me, you know. I was like, what? How's that work out, you know? So I took a little nature walk and walked up to this place up here in the hill. In the four times I've been up here, I've never been up to this little place, this little sanctuary type place. But I went up there and I prayed, you know what I mean, just for God's will. I don't want to ask God for specific things today. I need Him to be a vehicle in my life today, a positive change, and I need Him to allow me to help others and serve Him. And not be me, you know, because I don't want to play God anymore. I tried all that, and it wasn't very much fun for a very long time. So just that simple prayer and keeping it basic like that, that's kind of the relationship I have with my higher power. It's just real basic level, like I can talk to Him at any time. He works through you guys in every single way. It's my ability to see it that is always hit or miss, you know, and it needs to be more hit. You know, I need to be able to listen. And it just comes with growth on this journey. I trust the process today. I trust that I will learn and feel more God's will for my life on a daily basis. You know, and it might fluctuate and go up and down, but it's still going to be there, no matter what. Like, you know, this program has been the best blessing, you know, when I actually put some work into it, you know. And just trying to work it, you know. Like I just stated, like, I'm going to have those days where I don't, you know, of course, my will's going to take back over, and I don't want to, you know, it's going to show up. And then I get caught telling my child when she says, I can't do something. I'm like, well, and I even told her the other night before her first day of school, because she was kind of all a little bit broken up about it. She's 6 years old and going into the first grade. And I said, whether or not you can or can't, you know, you're right, you know. So it's basically your choice. If you want to succeed, go for it. If you want to fail, go for it, you know. And I need to take that same approach. Like, if I'm telling my six-year-old that, I should be living that, you know. So I'm still in the process of trying to live that, but I believe it today, you know. As in the past, I couldn't believe that, you know. I couldn't believe much of anything. I didn't want to. Today I want to, you know, because it's part of living. My spirit has grown. I feel free today. All because of this program, you know. Working, you know, steps into my life and, like, having, you know, those positive relationships. Another thing about Just For Today is perspective. Like, when I was out there using, my perspective was so ridiculous, you know. So many misperceptions about a lot of things. That's why I couldn't keep jobs. That's why I couldn't keep relationships or, you know, and cars, anything. I lost it all, too, you know. Just For Today, it tells me, like, you know, that I have a chance if I stick around, take some direction, and things might work out. I'm not guaranteed anything. I'm just not. You know, there's no guarantees. The only one is, like, freedom from active addiction. Like, that means that I don't put it in me. But to be able to see things and, like, you know, realize when somebody else is hurting, or realize, like, you know, that I need to change something. You know, that's big hits for me. That's like big. Those things happen in my life, and I need to take advantage of them. You know, instead of just sitting on my laurels, you know, talking about it, because I've been doing a lot of talking for like the past year, and not a lot of walking or action. So, and I've paid a price for it. You know, with physical pain and like stagnancy in my program. So, like, coming here helps me want to get out of that. Helps me see people that I love and that care about in my life. And, you know, people that I haven't seen for a while that I love and care about. You know, they're good people. They jumpstart me out of that, you know. It seems like this past year has been the year of a vehicle problem. Like, my wife's vehicle and mine went on, like, an up-down cycle. Like, hers was a problem, mine was okay. Mine's a problem, hers is okay. Like, it flip-flopped, like, four different times, seriously. And then we finally got her a new car, and, like, having to accept that, you know, and then doing something about it, like, with an extended warranty on a new vehicle. Like, those things, you know, like, worked, like, amazingly. through all that doubt, and, like, it worked out, you know. I also want to thank God for newcomers today, too. I want to thank you guys, too. Like, if you're new here, you have the capacity to help somebody else out, and you don't even know it. You really don't even know it. Like, how much you help somebody out is just immeasurable, especially the people with time. And because, like, we see you, and we see what you're doing. And when you're sticking around, you're helping us more than you even appreciate, more than you could even fathom. So, thanks to the newcomer. If you see a newcomer today, give them a hug and tell them you love them. Because without them, we can't stick around here. That's for real. You know, the last one about just for today, the last point I'm going to make, and then I'm going to be quiet, was like when, I don't know, when I worked my four step, you know, it told me to be fearless and searching. And, like, I wanted to be fearless. You know what I mean? Just like the Pink Floyd song, you know, fearless, you know. But then I got to the step after doing my foundation level steps, you know, with my sponsor, and I got clammed up. And I got jammed up, and I waited and was, you know, I went back into procrastination mode. But, like, that fearlessness, you know, to be able to search enough, because I, and this is what helped me, when they said, you know what, you do get to do this again. These don't stop. Oh, okay. Well, now I can proceed, you know, and stop being a lazy ass. You know, that's just my thinking, my screwed up perceptions. But, like, you know, I did my fourth step, and I was fearless, and I searched, you know, as much as I can with what I had on my plate and in my mind at that time, you know, and I did it. And then I shared it in five. And, like, just today tells me to be, you know, unafraid, you know, because fear dominated my life, and it still can today when I let it, you know. When I step out of it and I step into faith, into the faith part, like I was talking about earlier, and just do it. Like I heard somebody around a campfire saying, I'm just going to be Nike and do it, you know. And I can remember being late, like toward my bitter ends, you know, having a relationship with this girl. And we woke up one morning and I'm talking about this job and she's like, looks at me and it hit me like a bell, you know, like a clock tower bell. Why don't you just do it? You know, ding. So many things like that you hear when you're in active addiction actually come back and, like, some resonate through. I don't know if that's happened to anybody, but, like, that happened to me in that instance, man. And I hear her voice all the time. And that's good because, you know, it's, again, God working in my life through somebody else. And her last name was Goodwill. So, you know. I noticed little tiny things like that. Like, he noticed the smiley face chair. And I noticed these pink things. Like, God gives me the ability to see that stuff today. It's a real blessing. My thoughts, you know. My perceptions become my thoughts, you know, then which become my actions. It's like that natural progression that we do. And, like, I want to be able to, like, enjoy this new way of life that Narcotics Anonymous has afforded me. So what am I going to do to keep it? You know, and that's keep following the way. You know, stay on the path no matter what, and help somebody out when you can. Because there's going to be times, and like I'm in that time right now where I need people. I need help badly. I'm not talking about financial means. I'm just talking about support level. You know, other than my sponsor being the main core support right there. And if I can do something for you today, you know, please ask. And, like, I need to step out of myself and be able to help somebody out. Without that simple act, you know, I really have less of a chance to do anything I really want to accomplish. The simplest to the largest thing. I have less of a chance to do that. And, like, I want to have a chance today. You know, I don't go around people that use. I don't. I refuse. If I have to for a short period of time, I will do that. All the while thinking, I've got a cell phone and I've got legs to move. You know, because when I'm around somebody that's getting it in, you know, I just have that feeling like anything can possibly happen right now. And I would have no control over it. So I try to keep on guard and be ready to mobilize. I have to be. Because I will pick it up if it's available and I'm sitting there for too long and I'm off my square. You just never know. Because all I have is really today. Nothing is afforded. You know, even in that moment. I love enjoying moments with my kids, too. It's so much fun to, like, you know, actually be able to listen to something that they say and have it mean something. Like, because children are innocent. You know, they know what's going on, but they don't, and thank goodness they don't, because they probably wouldn't be enjoying their childhood. You know? I just try to take myself, when I'm with my kids, I try to take my own self back to my childhood and, like, and try and stay in it. Those are when I have the most fun. Simple little things like that, and I have the most fun with that, and, you know, I'm not yelling at them for not cleaning up their room or doing this, that, or the other thing, hitting each other. It's fun. It's funny, though. They've added, like, a new dimension to my life, you know. With their growth comes my growth, and I just love it, and I thank God for them every day, and my wife, and, you know, I value them today, and they know that, because I didn't value them for the longest time, and, like, you know, showing them some gratitude and being able to show up for life is just that first thing I can do for them today. You know, when I got here and, like, wanted to put some work in this time and stay, like, I had no idea that I'd find a new way of life, you know? But I have been so blessed and afforded to have, like, a new way of life and a new way of thinking, because, again, my perception was so flawed for so long that, like, reality became some kind of space warp, you know? And I get, I'm addicted to the internet. I need an internet support group if anybody has one. FBA is just not getting it done, you know? But, I heard somebody again, I'm going to end with this, like, I heard somebody this morning again say that they were turning the corner. And that's the way I feel now, too. Like, I've also heard people, like, that year, the period of time between 5 and 7 years, it could be jammed up time. It could be a jammed up time for you. So, and that's where I'm at. I really want to go back to work. I really do. You know, but I didn't for the past year. You know, because physical pain was just, like, beating me down. I didn't want to be that martyr, but I kind of ended up, you know, being the martyr, you know. When I could have been doing something about it for months, you know. I got off the treadmill Friday, and endorphin levels make you feel good, I guess, when you work out. Yeah. As an addict, I forget about that. I got off this treadmill, and I felt like I was walking on a cushion of something, you know. Maybe the pink cloud came back for a second. You know, I couldn't even... I really felt that good. So something's working. That corner is being turned, you know, and I can't turn that corner without you guys and, like, being able to help me and, like, help somebody else and being able to give. And then, again, the last line of Just For Today is, like, I have nothing to fear today. Just so long as I'm doing something to help my recovery today. You know, that's doing what we're doing right now, listening, talking, and sharing our lives with each other. It's important to me. Like, I want somebody to know me on a deep level today. That's why I continue to talk to them, you know, because I'm screwed up. But I don't have to be screwed up all the time anymore and, like, and afraid. So, thanks, Drew, for letting me speak today and asking me. It's a privilege and honor always to show up. And like, I had reservations about coming back here again because, you know, just... stupid resentments, you know, that I'll have to work on in my next 4-step. But, you know, I try to chip away at them today and, like, work this program and, like, try to make amends when I can, when I'm afforded that opportunity that God affords me. You know, I'll do that. But it's nice to be back here because I would remember running from my car through these woods. Forget about going down and around. I was down sliding right there, coming down here, waiting for the next meeting. And going back and crying for a while because what I was feeling and hearing was so intense that I couldn't handle it. And then coming back, you know, to get some more. Because I knew what I was hearing was good. Finally, it was good for me. My sponsee, I talked to him last night, and he's like, I'm finally feeling, Chuck. And I said, that's good. You know, because we didn't feel for so long. And, like, I love to feel today, whether it's good, bad, indifferent. Well, I try to stay away from the indifferent, of course, because that's what it tells me. But, you know, feeling's good today, and I want to feel good. And I deserve it. to beat myself up for a long time. And thanks, Stefan, for sharing too. You helped me out. Great deal. That's all I got. Thanks.
Couldn't do it without you, Rich.
Recurring Ackman is Rich. Need to step in for Drew. Each one, reach one. He had something to do, so I want to close this meeting. Can we have...